Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Chat with the CEO. My name is Barbara Holt-Streeter with Prince George's County Public Schools, and I'm pleased to be on the call tonight with our Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Monica Golson. The end of the school year is about 6 weeks away. Can you imagine? It's coming. It's here. And tonight, we're going to focus on ending the school year strong, how to make the most of these final weeks of the 2022-2023 academic year. We will be taking your questions live. If you have a question for Dr. Golson, just press 0 on your phone keypad. You'll be added to our queue. Now, we'll try to answer as many questions as possible, but I want to share with you that tonight we will be able to provide you with information and resources to help you close out the school year and prepare for the summer. As we are calling out to the various community partners and families, we're excited to be here tonight. Again, my name is Barbara Holt-Streeter, and I'm hosting tonight's chat with the CEO, Dr. Monica Golson. As we are dialing out to the thousands of people, we're going to get started in just a moment. But for those of you who are just joining, we want to make sure if you have a question for tonight's event, all you have to do is press 0 on your phone keypad, and you'll be added to the queue. As I shared earlier, we're going to take as many questions as possible, but please know we're going to provide you with information and resources to help you close out the school year as well as prepare you for the summer months. As we are preparing, we have over, looks like about 5,000, almost 5,000, ready to hear our Teletown Hall. And I think we may be close to preparing to have Dr. Golson come on, along with some of our other guests. So it's my pleasure to welcome our Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Monica Golson, for her opening remarks. Dr. Golson?
Thank you, Ms. Holt-Streeter, and good afternoon to everyone in attendance. Thank you for spending your afternoon with me to hear some information and to help to prepare you for the summer. It is hard to believe that the 2022-23 school year is almost over. As Ms. Holt-Streeter shared, it is 6 weeks away before our last day of school. So I'm happy that you're able to join me. Just want to make sure you receive communication from us already and know that the last day of school for students is June 13th. So I'm sure our students are counting down. Our seniors will probably count down even more because their last day is sooner than everyone else's. Tonight, we're going to be sharing information around summer programs and additional support. So for any students in need of additional support or those students who just want to accelerate their learning, we'll be able to share information about our summer school academic program and other resources throughout the county that can assist in making sure that there's no learning loss. Tonight, I'm also pleased to welcome a couple of special guests to share information and answer questions. From Prince George's County Public Schools, I have Dr. Judith White, who is the Chief of Academics. I have Victoria Holmes, who is the Coordinating Supervisor for Literacy in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction. We also have with us Anthony Nolan, who is the Special Programs Division Chief. And he's joining us from Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation to share information about youth and family programs. And I also have Nestor Diaz, who's joining us from Prince George's County Memorial Library System with information about how to read your way through a smart summer. And I am looking forward to hearing about that. Thanks again for your time this evening. And I will now turn the mic back over to Mrs. Holt-Streeter.
Thank you, Dr. Golson, and I'm so excited to have our special guest join the line with us tonight. Now, parents and community members, as always, we want to hear from you. And so we often have what we call a brief poll question, and that allows us to know who's on the line. So press 1 if you are a Prince George's County Public School parent or guardian. 1 if you are a parent or guardian. 2, if you are a PGCPS employee. 3, if you are both. And 4, neither. 1, parent or guardian. 2, employee. 3, both. Or 4, neither. So let's see how we are voting tonight and who is on the line. About 93% represent our parents or guardians. So thank you so very much for taking your time out to be with us tonight. Again, if you have a question at any time, please press 0, and that way you can get into our queue line. And now, Dr. Goldson, we want to go back to you, and you can share additional information.
Thank you so much, Ms. Holtstreeter. I'm glad to know that our parents are on the line listening tonight, and I'm sure you are exhausted, just like our students are, and ready for a break since you have had 10 months of science projects, spelling tests, friendship drama, you name it, you probably have experienced it, after-school programming, carpooling, parent-teacher meetings. I mean, I can keep going on and on. But don't get tired yet. We want to make sure that you end the school year with a bang, and so please make sure that you utilize some tips to help to make sure our students are ending the school year effectively. Still check homework. Please check school maps. I used to check my son's school grades once a week. I strongly encourage you to do the same. Make sure they're turning in their assignments. It is nothing to do a homework assignment and then not turn it in and get credit for it. And trust me, it happens a lot. So please stay on top of our students. Remind them, as much as they might want to wear shorts, well, maybe not this week, but to remain in uniform, even if the uniform has shorts, to still remain in those uniform outfits. And as you're closing out the school year, still continue to have conversations with your children, questions, and begin to ask them questions such as, is there anything that you could have done differently or that you feel like that you'll do differently next year to make it even better than what you did this year? And is there anything that your child can do over the summer to make sure that next year is even better? And we want to make sure that we provide those supports so that if you want to make sure that your child has continued academic support through the summer, that they have lots of resources and places to go. So with that in mind, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Judith White, who is our Chief of Academics. She's going to share with you an array of summer learning programs that are designed to tap into our students at every skill level and grade level. So, Dr. White, it's on you.
Good evening. Thank you to our CEO, Dr. Goldson, for having us this evening to share about the different summer opportunities for our students. This summer, our school system will offer 36 programs across elementary, middle, and high school. While some of these programs are focused solely on academics, some are enrichment opportunities or bridging structures for our specialty programs. Additionally, many of these experiences are offered by schools in their own building. Each of our summer 2023 programs will have the following best practice components: academic instruction, social and emotional activities, and an emphasis to collect data on attendance and achievement. From a systemic lens, there will be two main Acceleration Academy programs, one for elementary school and one for middle school. Both programs address students challenged with academic difficulties during the school year. The elementary school acceleration program is face-to-face. It's a program being held at over 20 sites that includes direct teacher support for our rising through our rising sixth grade students who were with us during the 2022-2023 school year. Our middle school Acceleration Academy will be an online program that will focus on those students who also were not successful in reading and mathematics. This program will allow them to work directly with the teacher to reteach critical skills missed during the year. For both acceleration programs, identified students will be contacted by their schools based on grades and testing. If your elementary or middle school child does not participate in any of the school-based programs or our Acceleration Academy, they still have an opportunity to participate in our digital explosion. So our Digital Explosion program is for all elementary and middle school students. It's a structured practice and allows for flexibility that can be done right at home. Our students will log onto our website and find sample schedules that will direct students on what to work on each week during the summer. Students build on their skills in an adaptive environment using one of the online programs that are available to them, to every student in the district that they worked on this school year. Whether they are struggling with the skill or seeking to engage in content for the next grade level, it is designed to assist them. Parents do not even need to register. So now let's talk about our high school offerings. Our high school students take credit-bearing courses, which are required for graduation. During the summer, we will provide opportunities for our middle and high school students to participate in credit recovery, where they are able to gain credit for a course they took during the year but failed. So that is also for any middle school student who took a credit-bearing course and failed. They will have an opportunity to take credit recovery. For seniors seeking to graduate in the summer, our program will be virtual or in person. And for students completing grades 9 through 11, the program will be face-to-face. The goal is to allow students time to revisit and relearn skills they were not able to master during the school year. We also offer a limited amount of original credit opportunities for rising 10th through 12th grade students, as well as seniors who advance their learning. As we think about our special populations, we also offer opportunities for them during the summer as well. Our extended school year program for students in special education is designed to extend special education services throughout the summer and provide opportunities for students per their individualized education program goals and objectives. Our English learners, we invite to participate in any of our summer programs per their grade level. So where can you find this information? On our Summer Learning Spark webpage. To keep students, families, and community members informed with the latest summer school information, we created this webpage. Parents, you can find out information related to all programs as well as the contact information for each program. If you want to look at the summer page now, go to pgcps.org and search Summer Learning Spark 2023. Beginning May 15th, you will find our Summer Learning Spark button on our homepage on the website. Additional resources on that website will include summer enrichment packets available for core content areas, grades K through 10th grade, elementary content videos and a viewing schedule for core content and specialty subjects for grades K through 5, parent tips on how to help your child during the summer, student tips that they can use as they plan out their summer months, and we've even included tips for our community partners as they work with our students throughout the summer. Lastly, I want to mention our community partners that may offer other summer programs. We encourage our parents to look into programs available through our local agencies. Prince George's Community College and other local colleges offer academic and enrichment programs, and Parks and Recreation also have day camps and virtual clubhouse. Thank you again, Dr. Golson, for allowing me to share these opportunities.
Thank you so much, Dr. White. So that was a lot of information. You might not have had paper handy so that you could record it. But once again, please make sure you check our website, www.pgcps.org, and you can type in the search bar, Summer Learning Spark 2023. You can just type in Summer Learning Programs, and I'm sure it will pop up. So thank you. Now I'm going to have the next person on the line, and her name is Victoria Holmes. She is our coordinating supervisor for literacy in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction, and she is going to share strategies for reading and mathematics success over the summer to make sure you're able to avoid the summer slide.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Golson, for this opportunity to participate in this Teletown Hall meeting. Today, I will share a few suggestions for students to continue to practice literacy skills over the summer. And to start off, the focus skills, literacy skills in our PGCPS Literacy Plan 2.0 includes reading, writing, speaking and listening, critical thinking and reasoning, and digital literacy skills. These skills are embedded in all of our content areas. Allowing your students to practice over the summer will help them to maintain and enhance these skills. We would like you to consider some of the following activities for your students. Number one, designate time for reading. Set a time, remind your students to read, and on some days you may even want to provide an opportunity for them to change the scenery while reading. So you may visit the library, go to a bookstore, maybe even a coffee shop. It will be also a good idea for your students to see you reading at the same time if possible. Remember, your students should read books or magazines that they are interested in. Number two, encourage your students to write in a journal at least 3 times a week. The journal can be as simple as stapling sheets of paper together to make a little booklet, or using a composition book, or even creating a digital journal online. The thing that matters most is that they are writing using a variety of styles and genres. For example, they might write a letter or poem about what they were reading, the ideas about a particular character, or they can write an argument for or against a choice that one of the characters made or a particular viewpoint made by the author. Writing helps students to confirm their understanding of what was read and practice using their academic vocabulary appropriately. Number three, another activity that is recommended is having students practice their critical thinking and reasoning skills by solving problems, including word problems, justifying what a certain decision that may be made, or budgeting to make a purchase. We know that our students are constantly asking for things, so why not have them write about why they deserve it, justify their reason, use facts, evidence, and reasoning, as well as any calculations to support their request. This will cause them to really think about what they want, and maybe they would have to do a little bit of research. If research is an option, this will be a great time to discuss how to use technology responsibly, as well as ensuring that the sources that they choose to use are credible sources. Remember, everything on the internet is not true. Next, we ask you to encourage your students to engage in some of our digital resources to practice those digital literacy skills. As Dr. White mentioned, there will be a schedule created that will show all of the available resources that students can use, and you will be able to find this via our PGCPS website on the Summer Learning Spark program. This, along with other great resources, as Dr. White shared, will be available on site. This summer, your students will also have an opportunity to participate in mathematics summer virtual tutoring sessions. These tutoring sessions are both on-demand tutoring as well as small group tutoring, and available to our rising first through eighth grade students and Algebra 1 students. Tutoring sessions will begin July 3rd and run through July 31st Monday through Thursday. You will have an opportunity to choose the time that's best for your student between 9 o'clock a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. Flyers will be shared with school leaders, teachers, students on the Go School Box tutoring site on May 5th. So be on the lookout for that. And I would like to mention that on our PGCPS website, we also have school readiness guide booklets, which are resources that inform families of the skills students need to know by the end of each grade level for each subject area. These resources will also be helpful in working with your students throughout the summer. And as I close, I will remind you that we have a wonderful partnership with County Memorial Library, and they will be sharing some great information with you this summer. Thank you so much again for your opportunity. And remember, what students have learned throughout the school year, we want them to continue to practice during the summer, in addition to the fun times they will have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes. Well, speaking of the Prince George's County Memorial Library System, let's now turn to Nestor Diaz, who will tell us about the great programs and services available to all of our learners.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nestor Diaz, the Communications Manager for the Prince George's County Memorial Library System. I'm so appreciative of Dr. Goldson for inviting us and our other community organizations to this telephone town hall to share unique resources and programs to enrich all of your family's summers this year. We here at the library invite you and your family to take part in the second annual PGCMLS Summer Prince George's, our summer library initiative that is filled with creative ways for all Prince George's to stay connected, have fun, and keep reading all summer long. It will be going on from Monday, May 15th through Thursday, August 17th. More than just the traditional summer reading program, SPG encourages children, teens, and adults to read 30 minutes each day, attend library programs, explore our physical collection of materials, as well as a wide range of streaming movies and music, and make use of our over 85 online library resources and participate in interactive social media challenges. Like every summer, we are going to be holding wonderful programs in all of our 19 branches and all over Prince George's County with our partners all over the place. From hands-on science experiments to outdoor story times and play days to trivia nights at your favorite local hangout spots through our book crawl series. You'll never run out of fun things to do this summer. So keep an eye out on pgcmls.info or follow us on social media at PGCMLS for more information on Summer Prince George's as it's made available. Summer Prince George's 2023 will also feature the second annual PGCMLS Social Justice Camps for Teens. Launched in 2022, the library social justice camps provide Prince George's County youth with engaging opportunities to develop skills such as leadership, research, time management, problem solving, social entrepreneurship, ethics, community organizing, and the history of social justice movements in the United States. And the modules of these camps are led by PGCMLS staff, local social justice practitioners, facilitators from partner organizations, and peer mentor interns and fellows who are alumni of the social justice camps. This year's camps will be held at the Greenbelt Branch Library from July 10th through the 14th, and the Spalding Branch Library from July 24th to the 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. And arrival options are as early as 9 a.m. Now, these camps are offered at no cost to participants, and it's really a great opportunity for kids that are interested. And any teens that are interested in participating in the 2023 Social Justice Camp can apply at pgcmls.info/teens. They just need to do so by Sunday, May 7th. Due to high demand, applications will be reviewed by a committee composed of PGCMLS Teen Services staff, and decisions will be sent on Friday, May 12th. Just not to take too much of your time, I'd like to close on the most important aspect of our partnership with the school system. As a reminder, all PGCPS students have immediate access to PGCMLS borrowing privileges and online resources through the LINK program. LINK allows all Prince George's County Public School students access to library services using their 9-digit ID number and adding the letters the letters PGCPS in front of it. No signup is needed. So, for example, if there's a student ID number 12345678 9, their link card number would be PGCPS 12345678 9. And if you're using any of our online resources for any of those previously mentioned research opportunities through the summer or any schoolwork projects, the PIN is the last four numbers of that link card. I know that was a lot of information quickly, but if you want more info on how to use or how your students can use that link card, you can visit pgcmls.info/link, L-I-N-K. Thank you for all your time, and thanks again, PGCPS and Dr. Golson, for having us. And, we'll move on to the next organization. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Diaz. And now we have one more person, our last guest. We will hear from Anthony Nolan from the Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation.
Good evening, and thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Golson, to share some of the wonderful things that are going on at Parks and Rec. Summer's coming, and so I'm sure a lot of families have already done so, but camp registrations are open. We have a lot of different opportunities, a lot of different activities at locations countywide. All our camps are operated at either a community center or nature center. Just so that everyone understands, we do have a fee assistance program. So while we do charge for those camps, we do provide up to 90% fee reduction depending on the size of the family and the income, the family income. So camps start on June 26th and run through August 18th. They generally run 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., but they also have before and after care. So if you have the need, it is available this year to come in as early as 7:30 and stay as late as 6 p.m. The camps include a variety of sports: golf, tennis, ice hockey, skating. And as well as we have some travel camps that do a lot of field trips. The registration opened March 15th, and there are still a lot of opportunities available. There are a very limited number of virtual clubhouses. In fact, I think there are only three opportunities, and these are all STEM-related. So if you do have an interest, these are aimed at students age 9 through 13. So I would strongly recommend visiting our webpage, which has all of this information available, pgparks.com. Just so that you know, when you visit our webpage, on the banner at the top of the page, there are four different scrolling banners. One is the guide, which has all our current classes and upcoming events. Then you have the summer programs. You also have a banner that talks about our employment opportunities. And then finally, a link to our game plan for youth sports in Prince George's County. But there are, there is a search bar. So if you need any additional information, just type in the search word that most reflects what you're looking for. The other programs that we offer during the summer are summer playgrounds. These are a drop-in program. They run from July 3rd through August 11th. They run at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for those 6 to 12. And then we have teen centers that are for teenagers 13 through 17, and they are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's $100 per child for the six-week session, and it's restricted to Prince George's County residents only. The other thing that a lot of people are always looking forward to during the summer are aquatics. All our outdoor pools will open for Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, May 27th. Until the end of the school year, they will operate only on a weekend-only schedule through June 25th. And then the hours are 12 noon through 3 p.m. or 3:30 to 6:30. We run in two different sessions to allow as many people as possible to have an opportunity to take advantage of those. Outdoor pools will open Tuesday through Sunday, beginning June 27th. And then we also have a host of indoor pools that are open year-round. In addition to the fee-based programs, we have a whole host of free activities. Of course, taking advantage of all the different amenities throughout Prince George's County. We have hundreds of parks, many trails, three nature centers, two waterfront parks, and a lot of play equipment that's just available for anyone at any time or during the day, free of charge. And there are a lot of different activities at our regional parks, such as Watkins, Walker Mill, Kostka, and Fairland. There are many free events held at these parks. We have movies in the parks and concerts in the parks. We have a variety of programs such as yoga in the park and fitness in the park that are regularly scheduled. They're free to all residents, but there is a registration process so that we know who's attending. We also have a host of festivals, again, free to attend. The one that's coming up next is Montpelier Festival Herbs, Teas, and Art on Saturday, April 29th. And then the Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 17th at Watkins Regional Park. The other opportunity we have are for teens. We have a free ID, youth ID, that's available to those 6 through 17. Oh, I'm sorry. And that allows access to our extreme teen nights at community centers. That's from 7 to 10. And then during the summer, we extend our hours from 10 to midnight at a variety of sites. We're updating our webpage, so hopefully all those sites and the days that they're open will be available soon. And again, all of this is free. We also are a great place to work. Right now, we are in need of help and staff for the summer playgrounds in arts, athletics, aquatics, at the community centers, also supporting disability services. And right now, for example, we do provide inclusion services to support those with disabilities in all of our programs. And that position, because of it's such a great need, we do offer a $500 signing bonus as long as they complete 6 weeks of work with us. Students, of course, under 17 need a work permit from their high school. And then one change, generally most of our programs, you have to be 16 or older to be employed with us. But this year we got a special exemption for those who want to be a lifeguard. So anyone working in an aquatics position, you're at 15, you are eligible to work with us. And then we have some upcoming job fairs. On Tuesday, May 2nd at Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex from 3 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 3rd from 3 to 7 at Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center in Laurel. And then on Saturday, May 6th from 10 to 2 at Southern Technology and Recreation Complex on Bach Road in Fort Washington. And with that, I'll turn it over back to Dr. Golston. And hope to see you this summer. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. So clearly there are a plethora of opportunities for our students to participate this summer. And we hope that your students will not only relax, but will also have an enjoyable and academically challenging
So I'm now going to turn it back over to Ms. Holt-Streeter so we can begin the process for receiving questions.
Thank you, Dr. Golson. And yes, we have shared with our callers quite a bit of information. And so I do want to let you all know that the Teletown Hall recording that you're hearing tonight will be posted on our PGCPS website before the end of the week. So as Dr. Golson mentioned, if you weren't able to take notes or write down any information, you'll be able to hear the recording at the end of the week. And so as we begin, we want to remind you again to press zero if you would like to ask Dr. Golson a question. And I think we're ready for our first question from our caller. And this is Danny from Hyattsville. And Danny, are you on the line? I think you had a question regarding parents coming into our classroom. Danny?
Hi, yes. Thank you so much for taking my question. And that was a lot of information, but a lot of great information, so I appreciate that. I am going to couple a second question that follows up on the information that was provided after my initial question. And my initial question is, when will parents be welcomed back into the classroom to be able to support their student? And I ask this question because two of my children have suffered from my lack of absence in the classroom to extend our work habits that we have at home to ensure that school is an extension of that work habit. So two of my children have suffered from my ability to be able to be into the classroom. So I wanted to get an understanding so that first day next school year, I can hit the ground running to support my children. And then the second question I wanted to get information on is the tutoring. Is that math tutoring or is that the continuation of the reading tutoring? And that's the end of my questions. Thank you so much.
Yep. We actually have mathematics tutoring as well. As you know, mathematics is one of our three focus areas. So, yes, we do also have mathematics tutoring. We do the reading piece through BookNook, but we also have reading as well. The first question that you asked around parents being able to come into the classroom, yes, parents are our school will be welcome into our schoolhouses. I am going to ask if you could not be there all day on the first day of school, just because the first day of school is extremely hectic and trying to get students acclimated, but you're definitely welcome. Please bring your child to school that day. Wish them the best. Do a cartwheel after they go in. Get excited because they're back in school. And then come back another day. After we've gone over the rules, the processes for students, and they can get into their routine and you can come back and support your child. We welcome you in our schools and look forward to having you back for the 2023-24 school year. Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much, Danny. And as we begin, we're getting the call questions in. Please press zero so we can try to get as many questions in as possible. Our next question is from Caesar, and this question is regarding summer enrichment program. Caesar, are you available to ask your question? Caesar, are you still here? We may have lost Caesar, but this question, Dr. Golson, was in regards to will the information be available on the website for the summer programs?
Definitely. It is actually already up. I was multitasking, and it is already on our website. So if you scroll past the image of the students at the top of the page, and you will see Summer Programs 2023 Summer Learning Spark. You just click on that icon, you'll get the information. You just got to scroll down past our Earth Month little picture at the top that's interactive. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. Our next caller is Carmen. And if Carmen is on the line, she has some questions regarding summer camp options. Carmen?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Sorry, my background is just a little bit noisy, but I did have a question regarding what options would be available for students with disabilities, particularly like a physical disability, like a wheelchair, for my daughter who is 5. She'll be 6 in the summer.
Thanks for that question. So we have a very supportive include project access team in each of the three regions within Prince George's County, North, Central, and South. So what we normally do is if a family, when they register, they can indicate that one of the patrons or, you know, family members has a disability, and then they can request an accommodation. And then one of our therapeutic recreation specialists will reach out to you to walk you through some questions to see, you know, what the disability is, what do you think you might need in the way of a support or some type of modification to the program. But we really have a very dedicated staff. They really work hard to welcome and make every program that we offer accessible to everyone. And if you have a specific question, the group does have my contact information. Or you can reach out to me directly at anthony.nolan, N-O-L-A-N, at pgparks.com, and I'll put you in touch with the therapeutic rec specialist for your area.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carmen, for the question. Thank you, Anthony, for providing that information. We are having great questions as it relates to the summer camps and summer programs. Our next question is from Coffee, from Clinton Grove area. And actually, she has three questions. Coffee, are you ready with your three questions as it relates to summer programs and TAG and park and planning? Are you ready, Coffee?
Yes, I am. I am.
All right. Please ask your questions.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call, and forgive me if you have already answered them. I was taken out of, so I didn't hear some of the questions when I was giving, when I was being prompted for my questions. But the first one was, do we have an idea of when the Clinton Branch Library will be complete? We are waiting patiently.
Hi there.
Hi.
I believe, we're looking at summer 2023.
Oh, so this summer. So that's this summer. Do you have a date?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, well,
that's
exciting.
Date. Yep. Mm-hmm. It is. Oh, it's
okay.
A beautiful branch from I got the luxury to go and do kind of a video on the process of the construction so far, and it's going to be great. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll definitely be doing a large communications campaign on when it's opening, and, you know, celebrating that with a grand opening, etc.
Great. My second question was, like, I hear about a lot of programs for those students who need additional services, and rightfully so, but do we have any specific summer programs for our TAG students?
So our TAG students, you might want to check with their individual schools if they're in one of our TAG centers, as they may be offering programs, but we utilize our digital explosion as an opportunity to ensure that our students have the ability to move forward in their learning. So they can accelerate their learning through the schedule that we have there because it's an adaptive program. In our high schools, if we have TAG students, we offer original credit for certain courses if they are grades moving up to grades 10 through 12. They're able to take an original credit, which will also accelerate their learning. And I didn't mention earlier, but we also have TutorMe, which gives students an opportunity as they're learning about new things or experimenting and trying to grow in their own growth over the summer, that they can call in and get assistance from that program also. And that would include our TAG students as they're looking at their AP courses that they're interested in and just different concepts that they're working on throughout the summer.
Okay, thank you for that. I will definitely reach out. My student is a rising TAG student, so they're going into the program for the first time, but I guess I will contact the school that they've been admitted into to find those programs that they may have available. And then the last question was just, is there a reason why the parks and recs camps
the prices have increased drastically from what I remember. A few years ago, it seemed like it was like $90, but now like all of the camps were in the 200 and plus range.
Hi, this is Anthony Nolan. I'd have to check specific camps. I know that, you know, one of the things as an agency that we were working on is increasing our minimum pay. So there was a significant jump first from the current state of Maryland minimum wage to $15, which of course is now going to be the new state of Maryland minimum wage. And as part of that, we did have to work on increasing our fees to try to recover some of that cost. Part of it too is some of our programs had not really had an increase in several years. I know that in looking at some of our therapeutic recreation programs, which are the ones that I oversee, some of them had not increased their fees and 4 or 5 years. And so we do have, even though we do provide a lot of supports to our program, there we do have certain cost recovery targets to try to recoup some of the costs associated with running our camps.
Okay,
but if you had a specific
you.
Camp, I could give you more information.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Coffee, so much. You were a very engaged parent and so many of the other callers as well. Great questions. And again, if you have a question, please press zero in a queue. And so we'll be able to, that question may be asked or answered by Dr. Golson or some of our esteemed panelists as well. Our next question is from Alan. And he has a question as it relates to summer enrichment programs regarding IEPs. Alan, are you available to ask your question?
Hello, this is Leslie.
Good afternoon.
Yes. So my son, I have two sons, Alan Jr. and I have Alexander. They both have a disability. However, Alexander is struggling more, and I just wanted to find out if there will be what the classroom size is going to be large, because he struggles a lot, and if there will be someone to assist him if he's lagging behind.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for that question. So if they're in our program for our students with disabilities, absolutely. Our program classes are always smaller, and we have a tremendous amount of support that are in those programs because we have to make sure that we're following along with their IEP. If they're in one of our Acceleration Academy programs and they're in our Summer Hub programs, we always make sure that with our students with disabilities that our staff, we have staff on site that are special educators, and we work with our special education office to make sure that those IEPs are reviewed so that we're servicing the students appropriately. In our summer elementary programs, we always make the class sizes smaller, which is nice, so that the teacher has enough time to work with all the students, especially when these are students who've had some form of difficulty or challenges throughout the year, and we're trying to ensure that they're grasping the concept. So, yes to your question.
Thank you so much, Leslie, I'm sorry for asking that question. I like the fact that we're asking questions that can really, it's a diverse group of our students, from TAG to special needs to disabilities, and we're here to be able to serve our community. Our next question is from Nicholas as it relates to boundary changes. Nicholas, are you available to ask your question, please?
Yes, hi. So I was wondering, as far as the school district boundary change, when will parents find out if our child got accepted into the school we applied for?
So boundary change or specialty programs? So boundary changes, those were approved in October of this school year, and we sent letters to those homes of students who were impacted based on boundary changes. We sent a letter before the board voted, letting them know that their neighborhood or home was impacted and the process. And then once it was approved, we also sent another letter home. And then we're gearing up to send another communication home right at the conclusion of this school year so parents will know what to expect for next school year. If you're speaking of specialty programs, those letters have gone out and parents have been notified if they're on a wait list as well. I hope that got to your question.
Thank you very much. As I shared earlier, I know we've shared quite a bit of information, but please note that the Teletown Hall recording will be posted on our website by the end of the week, so you will be able to hear it and be able to capture that information as well. We've also talked about the summer learning programs will be also placed on our homepage under important information. As we prepare for our next question from Ms. Lydia, and she has a question as it relates to the One Learning program during the summer. Ms. Lydia, if you can ask your question, please.
Yes, good evening. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good evening, and thank you for putting all of this together to keep us informed about the various programs. In regards to the programs, is a student able to participate in more than one program, for instance, the summer learning program, and also attend the playground or the other activities that just have been mentioned. I know the many of them, but my question is just to understand if they're able to attend more than one program.
Yep, you definitely can. You're going to have to schedule it just like you would do like a class schedule or something. So we might have a summer program that lasts for the month of July, and there might be a summer playground camp that your child can attend in August. They might even be able to do something in June. You can have them go to the library in June. You can have them go after their summer programming with us that could take place in July or August. Once you look at our programs, you'll see that there are different dates. And when you sign on for the Prince George's County Memorial Library System, you'll see their dates and times, and you'll also see it for our summer, our Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation. You will have more than enough opportunities for students this summer. And yes, you can schedule for them to do multiple things.
I love that. Our children, our students are going to be pretty busy this summer. Definitely. Thank you, Ms. Lydia, for that question. Greatly appreciate that. We're looking at our time, and unfortunately, that was our last question. And so, again, we will be able to provide additional information from this Teletown Hall, which the recording will be on our website, as well as the summer learning programs, because we had so many people asking about the summer learning programs that you will be able to take advantage of, as well as information about our park and planning also. Dr. Golson, as we come to an end of our Teletown Hall, would you like to have any parting last words?
Yes. First, thank you, everyone, for participating and listening tonight to make sure that your child is engaged throughout the summer. And this may be my last opportunity to speak to you on a telephone town hall, so I just want to say thank you for 5 amazing years of trusting us with your child. I am so grateful and appreciative, and I know that the best is still yet to come in the upcoming school years. Have an amazing summer. The last day of school is not until June 13th. We expect to see our children there until the last day, and I wish them an amazing and productive summer. Have a great evening.
Good night, everyone.